The work I do now, I'm working with the Center for Global Development. It gave me a chance to go around. I've visited so many countries in the last few months. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen how really corruption will destroy the calamity of corruption. That's what it caused to people. Let's not talk about cities, but that's why people are, majority of our people are in the rural areas. There's nothing there. No modernity, no connection with the world. Absolutely denied, stolen from, refused the chance for them to even have the benefits of modernity. Simply because leaders who ought to, supposed to be the ones that will take care of their own people will turn out to be their thieves, those who will steal from them. The resources that want to go for development is diverted and taken into private use, often negatively, that will create more problems. And all of us who grew up in a country like Nigeria will tell you, where are the businesses, where are the barters, where are all those companies that were there, where are the banks in the 70s and the 60s that were there? They will all run as long as you know how the system that works, the government that can guarantee the basis, like what Nasser said, Chairman and said and so on. So government is so important, and that's what made me in 1983 to go that direction, because I participated in the prosecution of those who I saw the little money that we had that ought to go for development to address the problems, the challenges that desperately our people need. Electricity, simple things like water, power, you know, things that basic that is common to all of us. The resources, without it, you cannot do that. You can never solve that problem. It's taken by few. And I participated in bringing them to justice. And that made me happy. Because I felt that was right. Those who took advantage, the elites, who abuse their own authorities, steal, and they continue to do what they like with us, and shamelessly exhibited in the most conspicuous manner, bringing their children, riding with some individuals in our own country, two, three people that I know who have four private jets, houses across the world, wasted. A leader from Nigeria took as much as $6 billion. How can you develop for God's sake? Why should we talk about any other thing? If this simple thing that ought to be used for us is being taken by a single person for himself and his friends, what chance can that society ever have? And that was what I was called to address. We did that to some extent, a little bit of success, and that's what I want to share with you. In 2003, with all those problems, we were asked to come and confront and fight corruption. Others tried before, and it never worked. The president, head of state, was killed simply because he attempted to do that, General Mokhtar. Others went to prison, like Buhari, but we never made any impact in addressing this big, big, big problem. And we said that we're going to try, and to some extent we did. And that's what I think I want to share with you. The little experience in what we attempted to do, and the success we did, and the hope that really, if there is hope for us, it is that direction. There's no problem today that is really an issue, a challenge for development and growth apart from corruption. And when I talk about corruption, I talk about misuse of office, abuse of office, diversion of the resources, and all that. And we have seen it across Africa. You do not need anything theory or intellectual explanation. You just look at what happened and those who are responsible. You look at, for example, what happened in Congo, you talk about the Hutu. Look at what happened in Uganda, talk about India. Look at what happened in Somalia. I talk about Said Barry. Look at Liberia. We talk about Sergeant Doe. Talk Nigeria, Abacha. And even now, we still have them. And they are leaders. And they are the ones that got us there. But the challenge is that as leaders are putting us there, it is leaders that will take us out of it. That's talking about the transformation and leaders. Leaders who will be able to understand that these are the problems that ought to be confronted first and foremost. Societies do have their challenges at all times. Today, the challenge in Africa and all the problems is whether we'll be able to transform ourselves, start governing ourselves properly, manage our resources, do competence in the way we do things, and that will be the foundation. Any other thing must work. No, any beautiful economic idea or professor can make it. It will not. The foundational thing has to be business can solve our problem. Very soon, MTN will leave Nigeria if we continue to grow very rapidly. Today, the only business that is remaining in challenging societies like